it's Waterford play at the level they can play with. They're a formidable outfit. We're hoping that they don't get to that level, and we can get somewhere near what we got to last weekend, albeit at home, and see can we make it difficult for them. No, they're a proper side with a couple of maybe the top players in the country. They're in Europe for a reason. You know, we took a bit of confidence despite the defeat last Friday, but we need to back it up with something, you know, to make it difficult for them and see can we get anything out of it as the game progresses.
The margins are very thin, and getting a result out of it, because you said you had good performances, but if this sort of continues, is there frustration there maybe at all setting in, or is it hard to keep the boys positive?
To be fair to them, no. I mean, probably bar the UCD performance, I don't think we can complain about attitude or work rate. You know, even the 3-0 defeat away to Shamrock Rovers on the Monday night, there was very little we could do. Our better sides than us could have done that night in the situation we're in. All the other games, we've been competitive right to the end of them, but unfortunately, you know, we've conceded, you know, like a late goal, if you like, against Shamrock Rovers, to put it that way to you. We knew how tough it would be, and it's no surprise to me or the likes of Paul Hegarty, we knew how difficult it was going to be, and we said that, you know, the minute we got promoted. I mean, I spoke in Limerick about it on the side of the pitch of what lay ahead for us. It's just maybe when you're down, and a little bit of luck maybe that I remember last year we went to Drogheda, we're up near the top of the table, and we scored a last minute winner in injury time. John O'Flynn scored. And to be fair, we didn't deserve it, you know. But when you're up there, your luck goes your way. When you're down the other end, it tends to go the other way. But, you know, we'll need to be at our very best tomorrow to get anything out of the RSV. And we're hoping that they won't be as good as what they can be. Because as I said to you, when Waterford are good, they're very, very good. But just hoping that tomorrow they won't be as good as that.
Yeah, a couple of more names added to your injury list. Does that make it harder? Does it, Ollie? Or
you... it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, we've lost. You know, we're down. Gareth, obviously, Gareth struggled because of that game. The game in Shamrock Rovers that I referred to earlier. Martinlan has been out like long term with a cartilage operation. Unfortunately, Harry Ashcroft, who was injured at the start of the year and came back in, played three games, is out injured again. And Sean Boyd has picked up an injury. So you're down, if you like, four starters. But to be fair to the group, you know, it might help gel the group on the basis that they're getting game time. There's four new lads coming in, or whatever way you want to call it. And as regards getting game time in that, you know, please God, it might help them in the long run. But yeah, we'd like to have any of the four, to put it that way to you. But so be it. We're not the only team down a couple of players, you know.
Yeah. Just finally then, would a point be a good result away from home?
Oh, absolutely, Oisín. This is like, you know, they've beaten Pats 2-0 there a fortnight ago. They've got the likes of Bastian Heary, who's probably in the top three or four players in the country there. They've got Izzy Akinada from Boas that caused us a lot of bother before. You know, they're capable of beating anyone. They bet Cork 2-0 in Turner's Cross a month ago. At their best, they're as good as anyone, including the teams I just mentioned. We're just hoping maybe tomorrow night that they don't get to that level, and we can get, you know, somewhere near the level that we had against Shamrock Rovers offensively, and maybe add a little bit to it.